Hope for state help for Matanuska-Susitna Borough capital projects are plunging, along with the price of oil, which is at about $50 a barrel. But as KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, there is at least one piece of encouragement in the bleak outlook.
The legislative appropriation for the Port McKenzie rail spur is at the top of the borough's wish list, approved by the borough assembly in the fall. The rail link between Houston and the port is necessary to make Port McKenzie a viable economic engine for the borough and the rest of the state, according to Mat-Su Borough Manager John Moosey. But the borough's priority list was made before oil prices went into free fall in December. The total cost of the rail link is estimated to be $272 million. Part of the spur has been completed, but the borough needs the state to ante up more money to complete the job. Within a month of his election, Governor Bill Walker released a trimmed-down version of the state budget that cuts spending by some $600 million, with capital projects taking the brunt of the cuts. But Borough Manager Moosey is not losing optimism concerning the rail spur appropriation for several reasons.
With this latest drop in oil prices, we are very heavily dependent, as everybody knows, on state oil. By finishing up this rail project, it helps us to bring additional resources to the market to really give us a piece to help diversify on the Alaska economy.
Moosey says the rail spur is two-thirds complete, and he met Friday with LNG producer Westpac. Westpac wants to build an LNG plant at Port McKenzie to ship LNG to Fairbanks, possibly competing with a state plan to truck LNG from the North Slope. Moosey says the Westpac project would be funded entirely by private money, cutting state costs in the process.
There has been a push and quite a bit of investment on energy and planning on bringing North Slope LNG down to Fairbanks, and that investment was going to be at least $300 million from the state. The Westpac project, which will bring to the city gate cheaper product, it does not have a single dollar investment required from the state of Alaska.
In December, Governor Walker announced a state agreement with Japan-based REI to construct an LNG export facility at Port Mac. The gas would come from Cook Inlet. Teddy Pease, a staffer at REI's Anchorage office, says the shipments do not depend on rail access to the Port McKenzie dock. Construction of the rail spur has come under criticism by some conservation groups, notably Cook Inlet Keeper, because of concerns about costs and the project's possible impact to salmon habitat. In August of last year, Joe Perkins, the borough's executive for the rail extension project, told the borough assembly that the rail project is over budget and behind schedule. Work on the rail link started in 2008, but Perkins said that the way it had been funded through yearly legislative appropriations had not worked to keep costs down.
We had intended to have the train running by now, had we received sufficient funding to do that. So we have had some impacts from delays in funding.
The rail spur construction was divided into six segments. Three are complete and another near completion. Perkins said that a major cause of cost overruns were delays spurred by litigation against the project filed by the Sierra Club and Cook Inlet Keeper. I'm Ellen Lockyer.